KORN News Radio Sports. It is Friday, April 24th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. The Milwaukee Bucks finalizing a deal with Taylor Jenkins to fill their head coaching position after a Doc Rivers retirement last week. Jenkins was the head coach of the Memphis Grizzlies from 2019 until last year. That included three straight playoff appearances. Memphis then fired him with 9 games to go last season. Milwaukee announced Doc Rivers' departure as head coach on April 13th, just one day after the season ended. The 64-year-old Rivers had mentioned during the final stages of the season that he wanted to spend more time with his grandchildren. Phoenix All-Star guard Devin Booker fined $35,000 yesterday for public criticism of the officials following the Suns' Game 2 loss to Oklahoma City on Wednesday night. James Jones, the NBA's head of basketball operations, made the announcement. The league said they found no basis to any claim of bias or misconduct by game officials, despite Booker's pointed criticism of referee James Williams. However, the NBA also said that the Booker's technical foul late in the third quarter was improperly assessed, and it has therefore been rescinded. Stanley Cup playoffs last night, the Buffalo Sabres with a 3-1 win over the Boston Bruins. Buffalo leads that series 2-1. Carolina over Ottawa, 2-1. The Hurricanes with a 3-0 series lead. And the Colorado Avalanche also take a 3-0 series lead as they win in Los Angeles tonight, 4-2 over the Kings. Stanley Cup playoffs tonight, Montreal hosting Tampa Bay, 6 o'clock on TNT. Utah will take on Vegas at 8:30, followed by the Anaheim Ducks and the Edmonton Oilers at 9 o'clock. All three of those series are tied at a game apiece. Baseball from yesterday, Atlanta rookie J.R. Ritchie allowed a home run to James Wood on the very first major league pitch he ever threw. He then rebounded, allowed just one more run over 7 innings as the Braves beat the Washington Nationals 7-2 for their 8th win in their past 9 games. Ozzie Albies would hit a home run, had 4 RBIs for the Braves, who broke a 2-2 tie with 4 runs in the 7th. Chicago's Dansby Swanson had his first game-ending hit in 5 years as the Cubs rebounded from a pair of blown leads. They would beat the Phillies last night 8-7 in 10 innings. Two teams going in opposite directions. The Cubs have won 9 in a row, while Philadelphia, they've lost 9 straight. Tyler Glasnow and Tanner Scott combined for a one-hit shutout as the Dodgers avoided a 3-game sweep with a 3-0 victory over San Francisco. Glasnow, who's never thrown a complete game in the majors, struck out 9, allowed just 1 hit and 1 walk over 8 innings with 105 pitches. Detroit first baseman Spencer Torkelson would hit a walk-off home run as the Tigers beat Milwaukee 5-4. Yankees Cam Schlittler gave up 4 hits in 8 innings as the Yankees beat Boston 4-2 for a 3-game sweep. New York, they won 6 straight. San Diego's Gavin Sheets would hit a go-ahead 3-run home run in the 9th. Padres rallied to beat the Rockies 10-8. San Diego trailed 8-5 entering the 9th inning. The White Sox, Andrew Benintendi with a tie-breaking 3-run home run in the 9th. The White Sox beat Arizona 4-2. And Jacob deGrom with 10 strikeouts over 5 2/3 innings as the Rangers would beat the Pittsburgh Pirates 2-1. Texas would get an inside-the-park home run from Evan Carter, and a more traditional home run from Corey Seager. And that's a look at your sports for this Friday, April 24th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.